Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Carly with Daytime After Dark, and I am so excited about this interview today. I'm more excited than I have been in a long time because we are talking to the one and only Sean Kanan. May I say he's still handsome, you know, even though, you know, he's handsome. I want him back on Y&R, Bold and Beautiful. And I've been watching his show through Studio City on Amazon, which is free on Amazon Prime. You guys gotta watch it. I'm addicted. So here's Sean Kanan.
Hi, Carly. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Good. I almost called you handsome because I'm sorry, Sean, you haven't aged a bit since 20 years ago when you were on Zinner Hospital, even though AIDS aid drove me crazy, but I have forgave you. But you have not aged one bit. Just so you know, I know you're married, so I don't want your wife to kill me for saying this, but Studio City, and I've been addicted to it for the past 2 days, and I'm on episode 6, and it is one of those shows that gets you from the very beginning. It's like you turn it on, and it is so terrific. I can't say any more good things about it besides awesome, amazing, creative, and you did this, and I think what you did by bringing in some co-stars that you worked with was brilliant, and I just think that the show needs a second season, a third season, a fourth season, and what I like about it, Sean, is it's 14 minutes long, so it's like you get so into it by, like, the, you know, 10-minute mark, and then you have 3 minutes to go, and then it's to the next one. And, like, you know, I wish it was longer because you get into it. And Sam, your character, is a character like you've never played before. And I find your character so intriguing, and you know, you find this daughter. I shouldn't give everything away, but you find this daughter you didn't know you had. You think someone's setting you up, and your mother's played by the wonderful Priscilla Dabo, who's been on the show so many times, and I just think, and Karen Hennessy steered the show. I mean, oh my gosh, you did terrific casting. So, and Tristan Mothers, I can't forget Tristan Mothers since he's been a great friend to the show. But so what made you decide to do this show, and how did this all come together?
Well, Studio City has been a show that I've been trying to get off the ground for over a decade. Through the right, So, you know, I wanted to create a show that was gonna tell the story of a guy that was, you know, a soap opera star, and from the outside looking in, you think this guy's got the world by the tail, but as you start to pull away the layers of the onion, you see that he deals with so many of the same kind of problems that everybody does. You know, he's got an overbearing boss. He's got mommy issues. He's got relationship issues. You know, we deal with a lot of really pertinent social issues on the show. We deal with ageism. My character Sam is no longer the young leading man. He's having to come to grips with the fact that, you know, his contract is up and the producer has brought in kind of a younger, more handsome version of him to be his competitor. We deal with we have an incredible LGBTQ storyline. Studio City actually made history along with one of our castmates, Scott Turner Schofield, because Scott is the first trans man to ever be nominated
yes.
for an Emmy. And we're just so proud of him. We also deal with Me Too issues and suicide. And, you know, we try and do all of this in a way that's not kind of, you know, preaching and beating you over the head, because at the end of the day, we you know, the show needs to be entertaining. So we try and deal with some pretty heavy issues, but in a way that's going to make it interesting for the audience to watch.
Yes, and when I saw Scott on it, I was so excited, and I would love if somehow you could get Scott on the show, because I fell in love with him on Bold and Beautiful. I thought it was great for Bold and Beautiful to have the first transgender storyline, but then when you brought him in, I got so excited, because it is a topic for today and what's going on, and he's such a great actor, and I'm like falling in love with his storyline too. But don't worry, I'm totally into you storyline right now, because is this something I've never seen you do? I mean, you've done a lot in your career, you've done so many, but this is the role you were made to be. You were
Thank
made
you.
To
no,
be
I...
Sam. I mean, and you know, you and I, you know, might never agree about you and AJ Coleman, but Sam, oh, I would team up with Sam in a minute to help you bring down any people. And I will help you find who's ever messing with your life, because I think you're doing it from inside a soap and shows what really goes down there. And I feel like you are doing like the perfect job of it. And so what was this made? Because was this made way before, it must have been made way before COVID-19, because everyone is stuck in their house and people can binge watch the show. So are we going to get season two really soon, or do we have to wait?
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait a while, because we're probably the short answer is it is absolutely our intention to come out with a season two. We're hoping that it's going to be a longer format, hopefully moving to a 22 to 30 minute format instead of the short form format. And as soon as we're able to go back into production, hopefully sometime in the fall, that is absolutely what our intentions are. We want to bring a bigger and better and more expanded version of the show for next season.
Well, I think it deserves like 10 years on Amazon, and I'm glad Amazon picked it up, because like I told everyone, it's free with your Amazon account, and with as much shopping as I've done because COVID-19, you know, it's kind of a pain off, because it's like, okay, I can actually watch it and get hooked on it. And I've been telling everyone
right.
who is a soap lover, and not even a soap lover, you gotta watch the show, because you don't know what's gonna happen one thing to the next. And
right.
I really think that you were smart how you end the show. And then what I like is you pick it up, but you kind of tell everyone what happened on the last episode is what I really think is nice, because if people, you know, haven't watched it for a week or something and they forgot, you remind them what kind of happened in the last episode. And
right.
I think that is a genius way to do this, because you know, people forget, But I think that is great. I think that the show needs to be on the network TV. I really do. Not to take anything away from the soaps, even though we are not getting new soaps by now, except for Dave. I just think you deserve to be on the network with this. And with you Emmy nod, and I how did that turn out? Because you guys were, like, all the Emmys were not handed out that night.
Right.
So I never found out about Studio City, what happened, because they didn't announce everything that night for some reason. So what happened with it?
Well, we're really excited that on July 19th, the Emmys are going to have the rest of the announcements for the digital drama category. So we were nominated for 8 total, so we're still up for another 7. And we were also very honored to be nominated for 12 Indie Series Awards. We won 4 of those. So it's, you know, it's really nice when you create a project and you put it out there and you hope that it's going to be well-received. You hope that people are going to connect with the characters and relate. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. And we were really fortunate that, you know, critically people like the show and, you know, we're building our fan base. We're finding an audience that likes it. And so we're just so excited to bring more show to everybody who's been so supportive of it.
Yeah, I mean, and I loved it when you were on Steve and Bradford's show talking about it. And, you know, and I'm sorry, you guys look so much alike. And I know you guys are married by cousins or something like that. And I'm like, no, they are not. They could be brothers. You guys do look alike. I'm like, no. Some DNA has bought into this, and I really think you two are brothers, and this married by cousin thing is this,
yeah.
Maybe the DNA got wrong, because you guys look so much like brothers. And when you were on Stephen Bradford, so I loved it because you were cracking me up. Steve was cracking me up. And I just think you've been promoting the show like all over, which is great.
Right.
And I just think that more people need to get into these web series. And one thing I have to say, getting Tristan Waters on Studio City was the smartest move you made, because Tristan Waters' character is nothing like anyone's ever seen him do. With Robert Scorpio and Colin on YNR. This is a brand new Tristan.
Yeah.
Gave him an Emmy nod. And I love the guy. I mean, you know, for you to help and bring out your daytime, you know, family into the show was smart. And Sarah Joy Brown, who I love, who's going to be on the show next Thursday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, she just direct messaged me last night, and I was, like, kind of going crazy because I'm like, okay, am I imagining this? No. And so I just think you did the great thing about bringing in your friends and your coworkers on the show. And season 2, I have some ideas. I will be emailing you because I'm a writer and sometimes things get in my head. And so I just think that you did a great job, and your wife is also writing with it, helping you write it, right?
How is that?
Because working with your wife sometimes is very, very, very hard, but sometimes it's really, really easy. So how is for you guys to do the show and work together?
Well, listen, my wife is my best friend. She is incredibly, you know, we just had our 7th anniversary yesterday.
Was I wish you a happy anniversary on Twitter, by the way.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I appreciate that. You know, Michelle is a really gifted writer, and I think we complement each other really well. I think there are certain things that I bring to the table that maybe are a little outside of her her skill set, and she brings lots and lots of things that are outside of my skill set. So I, you know, I have somebody that I trust implicitly that knows me so well, and that's why she's such a terrific partner. You were talking about Tristan, and you hit the nail on the head, Carly. Tristan is a dear friend of mine, and I said to him, if you'll trust me, we're gonna create a part for you that is going to showcase your talent in a way that nobody has ever seen you act before. And he, to his credit, he did trust me, and he, you know, got on board, and he has gotten just tremendous accolades for his work on the show, much deserved. Tristan is nominated for an Emmy, and, you know, really hoping that, you know, that he's going to be recognized for all of his great work.
If he doesn't, I think he should by now, because this is something he never done, and you were smart to bring him on. And I wasn't aware of course you guys have been on General Hospital and Y&R, but I didn't know if you guys were on at the same time. I was thinking that, but, you know, for you getting Tristan on the show was just amazing, because that guy can act. And, he can. And Sarah, oh my God, I almost did not recognize her for a moment. I'm like, I kept looking at her, and like, I know you. I do know you, but, and then thank gosh you have the clips at the end of everyone. And I'm like, okay, that is Sarah. Oh my God, that's
right.
Brilliant. And I'm feeling sorry for you, because on the show, Patricia played your mother, and I'm like, oh no, she's going to bring you down. Your own mother is going to drive you crazy. And it's a great role for her. It's a great role also for her, something she's never done. You are creating these roles for these actors that had never been done before. And I don't know, I could go on and on about all day, because this show needs to be recognized. And if the Emmys do not recognize this, I'm going to have a field day with them for you. And it won't be pretty. It will not be pretty, because I think that you guys need to be recognized. And when the beat you guys out, I was screaming at my TV. And I was just, I know I have friends on the Bay, and I love you guys, but you guys were better. And I'm like screaming at my TV, and then I'm like, okay, I'm living in an apartment, and it's midnight, and I'm screaming, okay. I shouldn't be screaming, but I just think that you are a genius, and, you know, people do not give you enough credit in daytime ever. And I'm still mad that you are in jail on Bold and Beautiful. I'm still mad that you are in jail, because Deacon didn't deserve to be in jail, by the way. My uncle wanted to point that out. After I found out he's a soap father-aholic, yes, he told me, he goes, wait, you have a son, Kanan, on the show? I go, yeah. He goes, Deacon? I'm like, yes. He goes, well, tell him he should be out of jail by now. I'm like, okay, fine.
Well,
and so, so, you know, this is like the role of your lifetime, and, you know, the Emmys need to do a better job recognizing people year after year. It should not be the same people year after year that get said. And it should, like I was telling Priscilla, it should be an overhaul of the Emmys, how the categories are. And I think they should do more for the web series on the primetime network, meaning say the world that night instead of making you guys wait. I do not understand why I'm making you guys wait for this. I do not understand it one bit. Because to me, I think everything should have got announced that night. But no, they are making us wait, which I don't like to wait. But I will be patient, and I will wait, but I don't want to wait. But I better bring my co-host on, because if I don't, the two boys, I'm going to hear this until the sun goes down. And really, with this, you know, I really don't want to do that. So let me bring on David first. Hey, David.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm a really big fan of yours. I'm a big fan of AJ Kelman. You're one of my favorites.
Thank you. That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from? Where are you?
I'm calling from Florida. Florida.
Oh, from Florida. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody okay in your family? Everybody safe and healthy?
Yes. Well, I'm going crazy with this lockdown. So, but
yeah. Tell
still
me about
not
it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So.
Well, we'll get through it.
I hear you. Okay, you were my favorite movie, Karate Kid 3. What was it like working that movie, Karate Kid 3?
Well, you know, Karate Kid 3 was an incredible experience. I mean, you know, I always use the word that it was surreal, because, you know, you got to remember that I was a guy in the audience that had bought a ticket to Karate Kid 2 and Karate Kid 1, and then here I am, you know, years later, starring Officer Ralph Macchio and Martin Cove and Pat Morita. And it was really, it was trippy. You know, it was the biggest thing that had ever happened to me in my life up to that point. It absolutely changed the trajectory of my career and my life. So it really was an amazing experience on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, it's one big movie. Also, you had Lewis and Clark. It was like working on that too, Lewis and Clark.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Lois and Clark, the new Superman. Lois and Clark. Lois and Clark.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing your question. It's breaking up.
Yeah, neither am I, David.
Lois and Clark, the new Superman. Lois and Clark. Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark. Oh, I'm sorry. I was having trouble hearing you. We had a bad connection for a second. So Lois and Clark was a lot of fun for me. Dean Cain was somebody that I knew. I had seen Dean out one night. We were at an opening for a restaurant, and he had just gotten Lois and Clark, and he was just, you know, so excited. He said, "Oh my God, I got my own series! It's so exciting!" And you know, sometime later, I wound up guest starring on it. It was definitely strange putting on the Nazi Gestapo uniform and going to the studio where they had transformed it into 1933 Nazi Germany. I mean, that was pretty trippy, but it was a really fun role. So it was a really good experience.
Awesome, yeah. Well, you're always welcome to come back anytime. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. We're having a birthday party for Carly next year. I know you'll be available.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like
yeah, my birthday party. It was awesome. But, you know, I think I will forgive you this time, Sam. But next year you have to come, because it was a blowout and you missed it.
Well, my invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, you have been busy, I've been busy, but I will make sure you get an invite next year. And David, any more questions before I bring Bobby on?
No, thank
you
for taking my question. Thank you.
Okay, David, thank you.
Okay, Bobby.
Hello, Carly. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sean, I think you're kind of getting some some airtime with these replays, with these rebroadcasts of old Bowling Green UFO and General Hospital episodes in the last few weeks because of the because of the fact that they have no more episodes until at least August for both shows. So you're getting some good airplay on the replays.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch those episodes that we did so long ago. You know, they're very nostalgic, and it reminds me of what a bad guy Deacon could be sometimes. I felt really badly for Bridget.
Yeah. Yeah. If only you know they had just had maybe you know some of the best moments. And I'm sure you guys will have with Deacon Amber. Or his character coming to YNR or anything like that. Maybe they'll just do that before they start bringing back the new shows in the fall.
Well, you know, listen, after coming back to General Hospital after 15 years, I have really learned to say never. And, you know, working on Bold and the Beautiful was just a tremendous experience for me. You know, it would be definitely something that I would love to do, to go and reprise my role of Deacon at some point.
Yeah, that brings my next idea. If they can bring back Patricia Darling to play Darling on Bold and Beautiful and help Sally out, they can probably bring back.
Right.
Could you imagine the connection? I mean, she plays her mom on the show, on the web show, on the Amazon show, and YouTube ends up being a love interest. I can just see that on Bold and Beautiful happening.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, but listen, I just have nothing more to say, and I just hope that you're just doing fine, and hopefully they'll call you back. In the meantime, just enjoy those residual checks that come in from ABC and CBS for them re-airing you guys, your show.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. You take care of yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put you on hold. So before we end this great interview, I have to go there. I've been nice. I've been great. Okay, but if you did go back to Zenner Hospital, I think that you and Steve, well, Jason and AJ, need to sit down and have a very long talk. And you owe him, like, a big, big apology for the car accident still. I forgave you, but I haven't forgave you totally. And I think, you know, if you came back, you are needed. The Quartermain are needed. And besides, you have another brother you don't even know about. You know, Drew was Jason's twin, if you haven't been watching the Eights. So you have another brother, and, I mean, I love you and Steve Bantu over the years when you guys were on Center Hospital, and you and Molly were great. I mean, Ned really gave it to AJ a lot of times, but what I want to know is, working with Don Engel like you did, how was that? And I was so happy you got to come back for his funeral. I mean, I'm glad they brought AJ back for, you know, his funeral, because I just believe that it was a good thing for you to come back then. So how about that?
Well, listen, first of all, I don't think they will ever resurrect AJ on General Hospital. I would be flabbergasted if they did. But should they do that, I would absolutely love to work with Steve Burton as Jason and AJ. That was one of the things I was actually really disappointed about was that I didn't have the chance to work with Steve when I returned to General Hospital. As far as working with John Engel, you know, John Engel really was the sweet, kind man that he always seemed to be. Steve and I really loved the guy and loved working with him. And, you know, it was very easy to play his grandson.
Yeah, I mean, you were really great at playing his grandson. And, you know, it was always the banter. And you had, you know, with Anna Lee, you had the same kind of, you had a different relationship with her. And I think General Hospital is still bringing you back. I can't believe I'm saying this after all these years, bringing AJ Coderman back. And my one thing, okay, I love Laura White like no one's business. Everyone knows this. But did AJ and Carly really have to think they slept together again? Because I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen, that you got to work with Laura, and just the fact of you guys were in bed together, and I'm like, oh no, please tell me they didn't, please tell me, Colin, you didn't sleep with him again. You need to learn your lesson. But I think you and Laura had chemistry, and I just think you need, I wish I could be the producer over at General Hospital for you, because I will bring you back in a heartbeat, and I would rectify your dying somehow. And, you know, I will rectify, because Sunny did not kill you, by the way. Sunny did not kill AJ. Let's just get this out of the way. Ava did. You know, and I love you, Monique Spinard, whenever you guys were in the scene, because you guys were great, even though you guys were about to kill each other.
Right.
You know, and he kind of did stuff to you. You know, it's just, you have this amazing career, and you have to come back on the show, because if you don't, you know, you need to come back, because I will promote the heck out of Studio City until I die, and I will give you season 2, season 3. I'm very powerful. And just, I want to know, with this COVID-19 stuff, and I know you have kids, I think, but are they grown? Do you have to go through the online learning stuff, or are they past that? Because if they were not past that, I feel sorry for you. Because everyone, every actor I've had on who has kids with done with this online stuff with COVID-19, and are you guys staying safe out there, or how is it going for you guys out there?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, we're doing our best to adhere to, you know, all the recommendations, from wearing masks to social distancing. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, obviously it's difficult. I am, you know, very much in support of our businesses opening up as soon as it's safe for them to do that, because, you know, economically it's crippling, and that brings a whole series of, you know, dangerous things that could happen. But we have got to get this, virus under control.
Yeah, we do. And before you go, what has been your favorite quarantine activity? Because everyone's been having quarantine favorite activities. And so have you had any favorite quarantine activities?
Yeah. You know what I've done? It's been really important for me to try and keep my days as structured as possible. So I am foreign languages. And so I've been studying Mandarin.
Wow.
I have a teacher in China, and I have lessons with her twice a week, and then I study on my own. I've been training, doing Filipino stick fighting, for getting ready for a film that I'm going to be doing sometime in the fall. And, you know, just spending time with my wife has been great. We've probably watched 1,000 hours of television, binging all different shows. But, you know, like everybody, we're trying to make the best of it.
I mean, yeah, and that's what you have to, because right now that's the only thing you can do about making the best of the situation. And I live in Seattle, and the COVID-19 hit. We were one of the states that got hit hardest in January. So basically,
right.
I've been in my apartment. Not, you know, I've gone out a couple of times, but basically since February 20th. And I thought, oh, by summer, this will be gone. Okay, no. It's not going away, people. And if I didn't have Amazon and this radio show, I don't know what I would be doing. But you have to come back. And if you could, if you don't mind, I would love getting Scott on the show. So will you be able to help me with that? Now that I forgave
Scott,
you for AIDS role in AIDS and brain damage, I think I deserve that.
Scott Turner Schofield?
Yeah. I would love to
sit down. I will put him in touch with you, and I will see if I can make it happen. That would be my pleasure, Carly.
Okay, thank you. And please come back when that movie you were talking about, please come back, because we totally are in love with you on the show. And Maggie couldn't be here today. And she totally loves you, and she wanted me to tell you she loves you on Bold and Beautiful. But AJ, well, she's the biggest Sunny fan, so you can see where her loyalty would lie with Sunny. But she totally loves you as an actor. So just please come back and have a great day. And
thank you,
yeah,
Carly.
And people, remember to watch Studio City tonight.
On Amazon Prime.
Because you
thank
have
you
nothing
so much
else to do.
You stay safe.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Okay, Carly. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Carly?
Yes. Yes, boys. How did I do? How did I do, you guys? You guys are here, right?
Dig it.
Bobby,
hello,
David, you,
hello.
Yeah, you guys are here.
I'm here. Oh yeah, it was a great interview. I was about to tell you that I think you muted both of us.
Well, it was.
Anyway, it was a great interview, but I really wanted to say, and maybe Carly, you can chime in, and you probably would agree or disagree with me. But I am a little unhappy with what's going on over at Days Are Alive as far as Hope leaving and possibly Sierra leaving.
Well, me too.
I mean,
me agree.
Yeah. So you can just say your opinion about these possible departures for Hope and maybe Sierra, and I can be silent about it, but I'm just a little too unhappy with that. I mean, first off, Sierra is as far as the actress that played her, is probably the best, not within the little girl that used to play her, that I've seen on Days. Secondly,
I agree.
Kristen Von Fossil has been on the show for over 40 years, and every day you watch the show, especially with those Sierra and Hope scenes, you can understand why her daughter is starting to look a little bit more and more and act a little bit more and more like her.
Interesting.
But but I just a little disappointed, a little bit upset, and just going to miss both of them. And if we can get a goodbye show, or probably try to get one of them or both of them on, I know with the scheduling that both of them have, it's going to be hard to get them on. It's going to be interesting to maybe talk to them about the history, especially Kristen, about her long history, because she's been on there for almost 40 years.
I just feel like, you know, we are doing, like, the best shows we've done in so long. And I feel, I mean, I'm really, really happy for where we are in this, on the show. And I just want to say, David, I talked to Sandra. You know who I'm talking about, my brain gone. And Friday looks better for her. We don't have anyone next Friday, right?
What time Friday?
Well, I don't know yet, but we can book her on Friday, right?
What time?
Yeah. I will find out what time. And I have a big announcement. Hold on to your seats, boys.
You spoke to Carly
is the most amazing person in the whole wide world, because I got Sarah Zoe Brown next Thursday at 12 o'clock, I believe, my time, coming on.
3 o'clock,
yes. 12 o'clock West Coast time.
Right. Well, that's great, because I think I mentioned about a year ago when I heard rumors that she was leaving acting, that you should have her on the show. And I also mentioned with all these rebroadcasts of General Hospital, with her playing either Claudia or Carly, that we should have her on the show also. I think I remember saying that, either her or Tamron.
I just want to say that really I think, right now we are in a great, place on Daytime After Dark. We are in a great, happy place. And yes, David, sometimes my brain had not been totally working with this COVID-19 thing, because when I'm trapped in my own place for so long, this is the first time in 20 years I haven't been down to Oregon by July, and I miss it, and I just really, miss my life. And us getting the interviews, you know, are great, are terrific. And I just want to say that, you know, I love also, I love the way we all connecting, and I love it that, you know, we get along so well. And so, yeah, if we have miscommunication, that's life, why Bobby?
Exactly,
and we are one big family. And so if I make a mistake with the schedule, I'm sorry, David. My brain is this. I have so much in my brain right now, and I'm not trying to make excuses. It's been this hard on me physically not to go anywhere that I want to go. I'm Carly from General Hospital. I want what I want, and I don't care who gets in my way. And for once the government is game in my way. So, yes, and what's going on in Dade is crappy. Is very crappy. And, you know, Hope Leaving Dade, I don't buy that she wanted to go. I'm not buying that she wanted to go herself. Okay, I will put that out there. I don't think she wanted to leave. I think...
Well, we don't know, actually. We don't know. We don't
they
know.
They haven't gave her a storyline.
Mm-hmm. We don't know, actually.
A good storyline. And if you say Prince and Dina was a good storyline, then someone will be muted.
I never liked Prince and Dina's storyline. I hate Prince and Dina's storyline.
It's just that I just had a feeling that sooner or later was going to happen when he died. And I mean, not saying that I was thinking Kristen was going to leave, but I don't think Hope was going to find somebody to replace Bo. I mean, not Aiden, not Ray, not anybody that I don't think. And when you look at what her daughter Sierra been through with her stepbrother, and now with her relationship with Ben,
mm-hmm.
one gotta wonder, even if there is a recast of Sierra, and or
well,
if
you know,
comes out
we don't
years
know
with Rob,
if
what's going to happen as far as if the,
we don't
the
know, Bobby, right now. We don't know right now what's really going on with. If she's really leaving or not, we don't know. We don't know if she's leaving, if she's going. We don't know that. You know, this has been on Twitter. So we don't know. She hasn't said, she hasn't said herself if she's been, going or not. And so I think we just have to I trust, you know, and keep looking. We just have to keep trusting what's going on because it's crazy. It's a crazy time. And Dade over there is a bloodbath. And so that this, see where everything goes from there. And let this pray also that, oh God, how did you say her name? One of the cast members from Glee is missing. And it doesn't look good right now. And, we just have, we just have to wait and see what is going on, and then we just have to trust it.
Exactly.
You know, and we just pray for her safe return because her little boy was found asleep by the boat. And if one of you can think of her name right now, it'd be great because I can't think of her name.
What are you talking about?
From Glee, Nayel Rivera is missing after the boat trip on Lake South Carolina yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, things are crazy. You know, I'm just praying for the safe return. And I'm also, you know, we have so many good guests coming up. It's like I'm probably in the happiest place I've been with this COVID thing in a while because, you know, we are getting great guests coming on, first of all. And second of all, we are having the time of our lives. And third of all, you know, is we are like having a really good time. So I just want to say that. And who do we have on for tomorrow, David?
Kurt Geiger from Godzilla. He's on right there now. He's on right there. And also,
you know, and it's not impossible to bring AJ back. It's not because Song came and played him last. So it's not impossible. You know, and, you know, if I was writing the thing, I could do it. And there's been news on YNL has been is going to be back in production. Ryan, Young and West is back in production. DH is coming back very, very soon. And then you also have Dave is going back September 1st. So with everything going on, it's like a great, you know, a great thing for everyone. But
yeah, but my,
you know,
my story,
really,
my question is on how are they going to work with Dave? Are they going, once they run out of new shows in September, run reruns, or are they going to go straight into to pre-taped episodes similar to what we had seen the other shows do before the lockdown? Because I can't, because I don't think I want to watch classic Dave, especially going back to the Alice and Tom era, every day from September to December. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but I can watch clips of it on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yes, and I just think that, you know, we Seattle people, you know, okay, people go to heaven all the time and they bring them back, David. Okay, but I just want to say they canceled the Washington State Fair, which was a good thing. It's the first time in 80 years they have canceled it here. And people are up in arms about it because they've been canceled. And I'm sorry, but this was the appropriate decision to make, to cancel the fair this year. Even though Kay Underwood was going to be there and I was going to go, I don't feel comfortable going out in that kind of setting. So people last night on Twitter were going crazy about it. And I'm sorry, but we just have to, you know, suck this out and remember that, you know, we just have to suck things out and not worry about every little thing. And I want to say something in the sports. Everyone knows I love football more than anything else in this world. Everyone knows I love my Seahawks. But if you have to, cancel this season, I get it. We are in an unknown timeline now, everyone. And we have a leader that is crappier than crap. Pence and the clown need to go. They've caused too much shit. Okay? And I'm sick and tired of hearing people from the other side telling me I'm wrong. That I'm a Democrat, and since I'm a Democrat, I obviously believe in abortion. I've never said that. I would never, you know, with abortion, I would not want to do it myself. So for me, I think that we just all have to remember that right now we are living in an uncertain time with everything. So just remember, just enjoy everything. And I'm glad we did this interview early in the morning, because tonight I can see my family, even though we are going to be all covered with masks. But, you know, it's the first time since forever we've got together. So, I mean, that's good. And I think we just still need to be cautious about COVID-19. It's not going away. And tonight, Chrisley knows best is coming back. I am so excited on the USA Network. I'm more excited about Chrisley Knows Best coming back than I waited for the show to come back. I'm so excited. Aren't you excited, David? David?
David?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are all excited because Bobby, you need to get on Chrisley Knows Best. It's one of the great shows that we have. And, you know,
trust me, after watching the Kardashians for 5 years, I probably would not understand. I would probably don't want to get into too much drama with reality shows.
Number one, I love Keeping Up with the Kardashians. There's nothing wrong with this family. I watched every episode, every season. Okay, this family has been portrayed like they are so wrong, and they are not. And if you watch Chrisley Knows Best, you can see our awesome, crazy family. Right, David?
And funny. And
to me, I'm with the Kardashians is a great show, too. Yes, am I saying reality shows should be taken off because of the soaps? No. I think every medium belongs on TV. And I just think that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover until you watch it. Right, David?
Yeah. I agree. Thank you. I'm getting it right now.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, and so I just want to say thank you guys for doing this with me early in the morning. You know, I wish I could say I'm going back to bed, but I have like 365 things to do today. So that's not happening. But I just want to say,
well, first me though, I'm probably going to try to do best to work out this crime stuff and maybe check out a couple of the shows that are on Amazon Prime if I get a chance. And because I try to really get movies, but they would charge me for a rent, and I don't have a credit card where I can do that.
So thank you guys for all coming on. And Thank you, Song Kanan, for doing this interview with me. And have a great day. And remember, you guys, wash your hands at all costs. But don't wash them so much that you get your hands looking like a 9-year-old. But wash your hands and just stay out there and have a great day.
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
8 o'clock. Tomorrow night.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would sing them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home.
that's the end of Thursday morning quarantine episode with Sean Kanan. Please, please, one to you, technology, get Amazon Prime and get Studio City mail, because it's amazing show. And I will play when Vlog Talk is done editing it, I will pull up for the link. And have a great Thursday, and please wash your hands, and please stay safe out there. Please listen to the doctors and Dr. Fauci, and don't listen to Trump. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.